This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for January 24th. I'm Paul Plack. Aerospace Capital Partners LLC, said to operate a flight school with three GoBosch planes on its line, was announced at Sebring as the new owner of GoBosch. ANN special correspondent David Jewell came away from Sebring annoyed, again this year, with salespeople who showed up late, ignored customers, and/or didn't know their products. The Airbus multi-role tanker transport was reportedly involved in training off the coast of Portugal when it lost a large portion of one of its refueling booms in flight. More than 115 of the nation's largest travel organizations have launched Open Allies for Airfare Transparency, urging major airlines not to abandon comparison shopping websites. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of New York has approved Mesa Air Group's plan of reorganization. The Mesa Air Group unit of the Airline Pilots Association warns that its members are on board with stabilizing and growing the company, but not at the expense of employee rights. NASA has set February 23rd for the launch of its next Earth-observing satellite called the Glory mission. Among the data collected will be how the sun and aerosol particles in the atmosphere influence climate change. On Friday, the control tower, which has served New York LaGuardia since 1964, was finally taken offline as the FAA dedicated a long-awaited new tower. It's 233 feet high and cost about $100 million to design, build, and equip. And a one-time naval aviator who could teach the TSA a thing or two about how terrorists are really caught has gone west. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves cautions that visual conditions often demand instrument skills. At night, I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.